Our expectation is that grant would actually help, but it's unfortunate we do not have adequate information at the moment in terms of the actual villages where the water and sanitation projects will be implemented. If they were going to be implemented in communities that live along Sare and Oz River, that would really help, because the plight of the communities there is very dire, given the fact that the water in Sare has heavily been polluted by diamond mining operations operating in Narange. So this is an issue of concern to us, and we remain hopeful that at least that grant may help if it is targeted at those communities that live along the river, or what we call riparian communities.
You mentioned that your organization has taken some diamond mining organizations that work along the Save riverbed to court. What exactly are you trying to do, and when did you do this?
We issued some summons against DMC, Algin, and Marange Resources. Basically, we wanted a court order for them to stop polluting Sare and Oz rivers. And this actually was done last week, and the court papers were delivered to these companies. They were served on those companies. We want them to stop polluting those rivers. I may not be able to go into the details of the summons or the court action, but suffice to say that we want them to stop polluting the rivers.